That's enough then. If you're ready, you're ready. Your cock is free from what it has experienced, but your brain will remember. Remember the throb and burn. Remember the way I felt. The sadism. The joy. I'm grabbing hold of you now. One hand on your shaft. The other lightly touching your balls. It's okay. I'll be gentle. Feel me on your shaft. I can almost taste the edge of the pain on you. You got harder being hurt. Got harder being squeezed and tortured a little. Good. Let me taste you. Massage your balls. Pump your dick. Suck the head. You have permission to come any time now. But the sooner into this that you come, the more you'll have to feel and endure. I keep sucking, slurping, licking on this. You want to come on my lips, to come in my pretty mouth, to see me lick and suck away all the squirts of your surrender, climax, surrendering through climax, admitting you're relieved this is over. You held out. You stroked through. Come for me. Come for me. However you have to do it. Tighten up. Remember the feeling of my fingernails on your skin. Remember the feeling of my voice in your ear. Deeper. Hotter. I'm gonna slide you deeper into my mouth. My throat. Slurp you down. Suck you off. Come on my tongue. Come in my mouth. Come for me. Remember it. You're gonna link all those things I did to you with the good feeling of my mouth and hands, with this dedicated pleasure, attention your dick is getting. You'll commit it to memory and get addicted. Not just to this, but to the feelings from before. The slurping, sucking reward. My mouth around your cock. I'm going to push it deep into my throat now. Jerking off. I want to watch. Watch the way the head of your dick expands a little. Floods a little. You're so hard. Hard for me. And my spit lubing it. I tasted and licked up all the pre-cum you were leaking while you jerked off on my treatment of you. I want to leave marks. I want to leave you sweating and shivering. The more you surrender, the better it feels. Give up to my mouth. Give up your cum. Give up your brain. If you come, you'll keep slurping, and overly sensitive feelings will make it tough to think of anything except the pain I inflict. Pleasure, pain, chemically one and the same. Eventually, your brain gets confused, and a confused brain is easier to steer. Steering you in my hands, my mouth, in my control, under me, and under surveillance. I'm always watching for what things made you feel the best. Which thing I can do to you will make you cry out with the mix of pain that is closest to pleasure. You're going to learn. And this is another place where pleasure and pain can get really close together. If you come for me, but my mouth is still around your dick, then I'll suck when it's too sensitive from squirting. Sucking when the tip of your dick spreads and squirts in my mouth, all over my tongue. Vacuum suction of your cum out of your cock. And when there's no more to suck, still keeping up my tonguing, my suction, my torture. Another kind of pleasure and pain mix, when you feel too good and your balls are squirting their load of cum. And I squeeze them, trying to get another squirt, another drop, another bit of your load out of your dick, slurping the whole shaft. My tongue goes over it, and it responds like it's trying to get hard, trying to come again, but too soon. Drawing things out of you you don't have in reserve, so it is just too much. What your body feels is just too much. The things I will do to you. The longer you go between coming and the end, the earlier you pop off for me, the more of a compliment it is, but the more I'll punish you. Exploring the line between pleasure and pain by giving too much pleasure to see where chemically in your brain you start registering too many signals from your dick. I said at the start, it's the best way to get the feelings of coming and just being lost in your own dick into your head. It is the best way to transmit signals of pain and pleasure as one on the same line, right into you. See my head bobbing. See my lips sealed tight down over your dick. I'm locking it tight in my mouth, in my throat, in me. You are in me right now, and I'm drooling over your cock. My hands are wrapped around your balls, your shaft touching all over. So I can feel every place you're open and vulnerable for more. You want it? You want to come on my tongue, between my lips, come for my hands? Come for me. It's gonna get intense. I'm fastening down and sucking. What if you just came and just squirted and I slapped your balls or the shaft of your cock, slapping to make the whole area shake, quake for me? Your dick wants it. Even when it gets soft from having just come, it can still feel good. Feel good for me. That's right. Let it in. Let the pleasure in. Too much pleasure. Addicting your dick also to the chemical signature of the climax. The torment to come before. The more you come, the easier it is to make paths and roads inside your brain, to make easy anchors and connections. And you opened yourself up to them before I even got started. So you're ready for this. Ready for me to jerk your oversensitive dick until you're helplessly come a second time. That's right. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep jerking, sucking, working. You're gonna come again. And when I force another one out, your balls will really be empty. Emptied out. Left empty. The pain and pleasure and emptiness. Satisfaction. Satiation. All mixing together in your head. You're gonna be helpless. Wasted, controlled, completely, sublimely mine. You want it. You want more. You'll come back. Come back to it. Come back for more. Come back into my plans and let me seduce. Sadistically enjoy its anchoring in your memory. And there, it will stay, making it better next time, and the next. Your head and balls and the signals, chemical and electrical, all fucked up. All mine. All locked down in that coming, sucking, jerking hell and heaven of my designs.